So this week's weekly inspiration is about raising your vibrational rate.
Yes. Interesting. How did I come to this? Well, it's an interesting, another trusting my intuition, actually. I had been in touch with Peter Caddy, who was the co-founder of Findhorn, this amazing spiritual growth center in northern Scotland. And he had actually come to our ranch at Nacimiento and done a process with us. And I had, he had invited me to join his group in Australia. And I was already there on walkabout at one of these times in my, on my program where I had taken 6 weeks, just no plans to see what would happen. What was it that I was supposed to do? And this was a big deal for me because I canceled, which wasn't so good, like a really big presentation I was going to give at a big expo. And I was really sorry to do this, but I knew that I had to go. Like, what is that when you know you have to go, but you have no idea why? So I'm in Australia, and I get a email or something, a phone call actually from Peter Caddy saying he was going to be up in the north and at the Great Barrier Reef and would I like to join his group. So I went out on the Great Barrier Reef, and on the way back he said, well, why don't you come with us to the One Earth Gathering in Brisbane within, I don't know, like maybe even the next weekend or a couple of weeks. So I said, sure, why not? This is the idea, to just follow my guidance. Where am I supposed to be? And one of the things I used to do is I felt like a fairy. Now, I don't know where I got this, because fairies don't have feelers. But I felt like I had these little feelers out here, and that if I was drawn, like I'm supposed to go that way or that way, which way do I go? So instead of making a logical decision, I would go by my feeling. And it's got me to where I am today. So my feeling was I was to go to the One Earth Gathering, but I didn't even know what it was about. And while we were there, at the first evening, there were like a couple hundred people, and every person was given 1 minute to say who they were, what they were doing there. So whatever, I have no idea what I said, but I was attracted to something that a man named David Baradas from the Philippines said that he was there with a group who were channeling the nine, who said that they were extraterrestrials from the star Sirius come to help in the evolution of mankind, and that he was supposed to meet someone who could work with them. And it just so happened that I had just come from working with Jennifer O'Connor, who had been channeling the nine for Stanford Research, for Marilyn Ferguson, who wrote the Celestine Prophecy, a whole group. I was with this amazing group of people listening to this channel. So I talked to him and David after, and every night with this group, every night during the whole week, we would go downtown to a center in Brisbane, and we'd sit at this table and we'd go into a meditative state for maybe 5 minutes, just like sending the energy out, just holding the energy. And it was really an incredible experience, because we could quiet a whole, and this was a very active restaurant, we could quiet this whole restaurant when we went to that place of quiet. So that was very profound. So we all decided, about seven of us, to drive out to the center of Australia after the One Earth Gathering. And we rented vans and drove out there and prayed along the way, meditated, asked permission, climbed up on Ayers Rock, Uluru, when you could still do it. It's now closed to the public. And we were there for a full moon eclipse. Just happened, one of those things. And when we came down the next day, we're walking in the Olgas, and I had my journal always with me. I have a huge journal from this experience, but I had a smaller one with me, and we're walking in the Olgas, so I'm walking and writing. Sometimes I like to do this. And I wrote, okay, so what were we really doing at the One Earth Gathering? Because I didn't get any information about it, and we were just sharing. They're sharing. And what I got is, you were there to shift your DNA, to shift your vibrational rate. Okay, I've been getting this stuff about vibrational rate and some of the journaling that I've been doing, but I had no idea what it meant. And so I said, okay. Now this is like in the 80s. Nobody talked about changing your DNA at that point. So I said, so I wrote, okay, how do I shift my DNA? And the answer that I got is, it's so part of this changing our vibrational rate and co-creating heaven on earth. So I just wrote, by the thoughts you have. Okay, I can do that. By the books you read. Got it. By the people you spend time with. I'd already gotten that one, because in the very first astrological chart that I got in the book that I got about my astrology, one of the things that it said is, pay attention to the people you spend time with, because birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. And I've always done that. Since reading that. So here I get it again, by the people you spend time with. And for me, it's the people who have made a commitment to make a difference on the planet. Those are the people that I spend time with and have the privilege. And that is every one of you. Because whether you yet know it for sure, if you were drawn to this process of co-creating heaven on earth, remember, it's just about changing ourselves and the thoughts we put out. Okay, so I'm writing. Okay, what I got, next thing, by the colors you wear. Whoa, that was a big one for me, because at that point I grew up wearing tweeds, brown tweeds, not even interesting. You could have green or blue tweeds. No, brown. I was a Canadian, remember? Good girl. Brown tweeds. And blue was the farthest I ever went from brown. So I really started paying attention to that. Huh? Okay, let's see, by the foods you eat. Whoa, that's a big one, of course. Wow, and whatever it is we eat, I'm bringing this in now, I didn't get this, but I know, do we give thanks for it? Are we grateful for this? How do we show our gratitude? Mm-hmm. And I think that was, about it. And I thought, well, I can do that. And I really started paying attention to the variety of colors, because they all have an effect. They all have an effect. And certainly the foods I've eaten and I eat now, and paying attention to how are the animals kept when I eat animal food, which I still do. I haven't yet figured out how to do this without eating animals. And Roland and I are working on it. I'm about to take a course in it, actually, from a local doctor who's into life and health and not treating symptoms. So I'm excited about that. That's my next step. Yes, and the books I read. Ever since I've been paying attention to that. And if you could see the books that surround us and the books that just fall, like synchronicity, fall or sent to me or recommended to me. All of these make a difference. By the thoughts we have, by learning to change this half empty glass like this. I can see that. Oh, wow, like not even a third full. No? I mean, it's, look how empty it is. Or I can see, wow, look at, this is way more than nothing. Fantastic. Or in whenever I have strife in my life or something that bothers me, knowing that I have the process of Ho'oponopono to go to, and I can go to that place of forgiveness. And using the tea touch, that I can give gratitude at the, in the way that Sandy and Eleanor Silverstein, who has not been able to join us for these, she's got so much on her plate. This, what I just love about both of you, Sandy, you and Eleanor, the fact that you just have this beautiful way of talking to your bodies and bringing just other awarenesses. And this is, as we do the body blessing and as we find different parts that maybe we're not so excited about, maybe, you know, we don't like them as well, learn to give gratitude. Wow, that we even have that possibility of having that part. And that we can, whatever it is, we can function with it. That's a huge deal.
Thank you.
So I would love to know what this brings up for some of you, each one of you. What does it bring up? What about anything that we've done here, like the gratitudes, the shifting the colors, how that affects you, the books you read, huge in my life. I would not be here with you if I had not had the great honor of reading so many of these one incredible books I've been privileged to read. Sandy.
Just a short little story that when I first started paying attention to the colors that I was wearing, it was in the early 1990s. And because I used to wear just blue and brown. And
same as me.
And it was a big deal. And I remember using my intuition to ask what color would be best for me to wear that day. What shirt, what color, what pants. Mm. And I had to, I started having fun with it and going out and doing the same thing when I was going to purchase something about which color. And it was usually a color that I would not normally be gravitating to at all. And I remember when I got that about wearing red, it was like, I can't even do it. And how long it took me to shift. Now I love wearing red, but it's such an interesting process. There were times when I was incredibly vulnerable and I would do it. I was attending the Barbara Brennan School of Healing at the time, and I would take something that I bought, but that I hadn't been able to wear at home yet. And I would say to my friends, okay, what do you think? And do it with a group. And of course, how I looked in it was entirely different than how all the stuff I had around wearing that color or feeling, you know. And so I could really feel those shifts happening. So I just encourage you to play. And I still do that with buying styles that are outside my norm, whatever that is at the time, and trying on things that I wouldn't ordinarily wear, and then waiting until it's like literally like finding, oh, I could actually wear that. That actually looks great. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Well, you know how I got then really into the colors two ways. One, I ran into a woman in Australia on that 6-week walkabout who had brought in a whole other level of colors. Mm. many, many shades, you know, instead of just the rainbow colors, shades in all of these. And it was amazing. And then I went to Dr. Sam Byrne in Santa Fe for my eyes. I don't remember how many years ago, close to 20. And so he gave me this kaleidoscope, and I look in the kaleidoscope, and he said, now tell me the colors that you love. And they were purple and green. Those were my colors, purple and green. And he said, well, how do you feel about orange and red? And I said, oh, I can't stand them like you, right? He said, well, until you learn to love them all, you cannot be whole. Because each color has a connection to your various chakras. And the red is our grounding. It's our, we need that strong color. And all of the colors have an effect on our bodies. And like this that I'm wearing, this kind of peachy orange, that I'm told that the reason the Dalai Lama's wear the color robes that they do is because that is a transformative color for transformation, release of karma. And I love that now. Oh my God, I could live in red, I could live in orange, and I used to be able to live in yellow, but now with my hair, it doesn't go anymore. I love yellow. So it's really, like, I love the way you did your journey. I just believe Dr. Sam Byrne and started playing with it from, and also one of the things that I learned was, and I can't remember exactly where, that about alkaline colors, that there is an ideal balance of acid and alkaline in our body, and that we want, for instance, in a room, if you want ideal conversation, you want blue. Blue elicits conversation, community. If you want healing, you have green. Green is like the green of nature, right? If you want a place to think, yellow. That's why we used to have so many yellow pants. Interesting. And now they have some pink and blue and all kinds of different pads. I wonder about that. The purple was the, you know, that was the, in the, sometime in the world, I think it was the Middle Ages or sometime, nobody except royalty was allowed to wear purple because that was only a royal color. Ooh, a royal color. That was an exclamation of the wind, wasn't it? And so, like, I would today, it's just fascinating. If I want more energy, I'll do red or orange. Mm-hmm. And I love to choose these different colors. Oh, so what I started to say is that I learned that ideally in a room, and I remember it all also in what we wear, but I'm not even certain that the last thing is true. Maybe I remember incorrectly, that you want a balance of alkaline and acid colors. Your acid colors are your yellow, orange, and red, and your alkaline colors are all the other colors, and your greens, blues, purples, all of this. So, more food for thought. This is all part of the process of shifting our vibrational rate, increasing the vibration of the cells. That's what I do. When I want more energy, I just imagine spinning my cells. And it really works. All you have to do is think it. Let's see what comes out of this week.
And
looking forward.
Bye.
Blessings. Aloha.
Aloha.